God hath not given unto us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. In nothing be anxious, but in everything with prayer and supplication let your requests be made known unto God. Let us pray. Eternal God, in whom we live and move and have our being, we thank thee for the vision of thy grace and truth in the face of Jesus Christ and in the lives of men and women who know and serve thee. Guide and bless all who study and teach on this campus. Be with the students during the days of examination immediately ahead. Deliver them, we pray, from fear and give them energy and wisdom for their tasks. Strengthen our trust in thee, our confidence in the power of truth, and our love for one another and for thy people throughout the world, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us read responsively selection number 23.
Master, Master, Father.
We are grateful for the music which helps us to submit our minds to the correction and to the instruction of God's Spirit in hours of worship in this chapel. I am very happy to announce on behalf of Mr. Paige Shelton and those who have cooperated with him in the enterprise that the collection for Shaw University has amounted to $300. And we are assured of the gratitude of those who have received this gift. Two awards are to be made at this time. The first will be presented by Mr. Truman Smith, Director of Student Activities and Instructor in Pastoral Care.
We seek at Southeastern Seminary to encourage enrichment in every aspect of life. We have here this morning representatives from the seminary team which played in the basketball league organized for the first time this year in several communities near Wake Forest. Since I have been at Southeastern Seminary, this has been the first team we have had that has played in intramural competition in basketball, or rather played in community competition in basketball in the surrounding area. I would like to recognize the team members who could be here this morning. There are about three who are absent. Would all of you stand, please? The ones who played on the team this year are James D. Johnson, Ernest McKay, Jack Tesh, Bobby Knott, Ted James, Randy Elwood, Don Davis, Jeff Marlowe, Bill Presley, Tommy Wall, Bill Rich, and Derek Davis. These men have been in the world, but not of the world. They have represented in an excellent way our seminary in this very keen and intense competition at times. In regular season play, they won 9 and lost 2, and then won the playoffs at the end of the season. We are grateful to them for representing the seminary in such a fine way. And I hope this will be encouragement to those of you who are aspiring basketball players to carry on this fine tradition another year. This is to take nothing away from our fine intramural play on campus, but this is more of a family scrap. These fellows have been playing outside of our ordinary family. I congratulate you all and present this trophy, which is inscribed Franklin Athletic League, first place, 1963-64, Wake Forest Seminary.
The American Bible Society makes available to each accredited theological seminary in the United States a very beautiful copy of the New Testament to be presented to a student who has shown proficiency in public reading of the Scripture. On behalf of the American Bible Society, I'm very happy to present this year this copy of the New Testament to Brother Tyson. And I should like to remind all of us that within the pages of this book are the words, "Whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that remaining steadfast and drawing encouragement from the Scriptures, we might have hope in our hearts." It seems entirely appropriate for us to have some conversation this morning that has affinity with the type of conversation that goes on around the table within a family. You know that Mr. Gordon Funk has accepted appointment as controller of Brunswick College in Brunswick, Georgia, that Mr. Dudley Sistrunk is going to Campbell College as head librarian, and that Mr. Truman Smith has been appointed associate director in the Department of Personnel of the Foreign Mission Board in Richmond, Virginia. We are profoundly grateful for the contribution these men have made to the life and work of this school, and our friendship and prayers go with them as they undertake the meaningful tasks confronting them. We have very happy and unforgettable memories of these comrades in Christian service. We are grateful also for the excellent work of Dr. Ben Lawton, visiting professor of New Testament, and Mr. Dan McGee, who has rendered admirable service as instructor in Christian ethics. We hold these scholars in high esteem. We appreciate the quality of their work, and in the language of John Bailey, with the top of our minds and from the bottom of our hearts, we thank them. In harmony with the action of the Board of Trustees last February, appropriate resolutions will be presented to Dr. E.A. McDowell and Dr. M. Ray McKay, whose retirement will become effective on July 31 of this year. These resolutions and additional symbols of our gratitude will be presented later. During this academic year, three appointments have been made to the administrative staff, and two men have been elected to the faculty. It is anticipated that two additional appointments will be made within the next few weeks. As you know, four professors have been granted sabbatical leave for 1964-65. Dr. Leo Green and Dr. Mark Lovelace will study in England. Dr. W.C. Strickland will study in Switzerland. And Dr. John Eddins will study at two schools in the United States. Five professors currently on sabbatical leave will return to the campus this summer: Professor Arnott, Dr. Briggs, Dr. Copeland, Dr. Oliver, and Dr. Steele. It is my pleasure to announce that during this academic year, four members of our staff have completed academic requirements for the doctorate in excellent universities: John Dorham, Max Rogers, Fred Sandusky, and Ben Johnson. At this time, I should like to draw your attention to the 1964 annual commencement to be held on this campus Thursday and Friday of next week. On Thursday afternoon, 2:30 to 4:30, the President's reception for graduates and their families will be held at the President's home. All members of the instructional staff and of the administrative staff and their wives will be present to help us make this a meaningful occasion in the life of this school. Appropriate invitations have been issued to all members of the graduating class, and we earnestly hope that they and members of their families will be present. There will be a dinner at 5:15 Thursday afternoon honoring wives of graduates. This dinner will be held in the cafeteria and is one of the most joyous occasions each year in the life of our school. At 8 o'clock on Thursday night, the graduating sermon will be preached in this chapel by Dr. John E. Howell. Many of you know that Dr. Howell has studied here, that he is held in very high regard as a scholarly pastor. And we earnestly hope that you will invite your friends in the churches as well as on the campus to be present for this service at 8 o'clock on Thursday night of next week. At 7:30 a.m. on Friday morning of next week, the senior breakfast will be held in the seminary cafeteria. Members of the faculty and all members of the graduating class are guests of the seminary each year at this breakfast. It is a moment of fine fellowship. And at 10:30 on Friday morning of next week, the annual commencement exercises will be held in this chapel. The Committee on Convocations and Special Lectures have invited, as our custom is, a member of the faculty to present a brief address to the graduating class, and this year the committee has asked Dr. John T. Whalen to render this service. Last week I expressed to the faculty in regular session my sincere gratitude for their admirable restraint, maturity, and faithful work during this session. The last time it was my privilege to speak to you in chapel, I drew attention to some of the characteristics of competent ministers in contemporary society. One of the forms of the Christian ministry in our time is the theological professorship. And in these closing moments, I should like to set forth five questions which the professors of this seminary and the professors within our Southern Baptist Fellowship at large answer affirmatively. And I do this in order that we may honor in our hearts the men and the women who week after week, month after month, year after year, do the very valuable work as theological professors. I'm doing this also to indicate what I think is deeply characteristic of our professors. Is he personally committed to Jesus Christ and his way of life? Yes. Is he a competent scholar and an effective teacher in his field? Yes. Does he bring a commitment to his vocation and a compassion for students into his daily work and into his use of economic resources? Yes. Does he have a strong sense of responsibility for the well-being of the school as a whole and in its relation to the churches and to the denomination? Yes. Does he have a quality of life that indicates to his colleagues and to his neighbors that he is a mature man of God, equipped for good work? Yes. We honor these teachers in our hearts. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all forever.